play it in terms. It's showtime!
Here's Johnny!
What the fuck is your name?
Shut up!
All right, Ramblers, let's get rambling.
Konnichiwa, bitches. All right, it's Bob Nino, host of Real Hacks, and this is episode 5. It's May the 3rd. I am getting the fuck out. No, sorry, it's May 4th. I didn't even change my watch. That's how slow and stupid I am. Today's show, we're going to talk about Dead Man, starring Johnny Depp, which is a pretty cool flick. What else am I going to talk about? I don't know. Well, no, I do know. I'm just lying. Our forums, I've got, some discussions that have been going down. Apparently I kind of sound like, C4 when he was doing his road trip, cause I'm ranting and bitching about stuff. And I don't know, maybe that just happens when you're all by yourself. You just start ranting and bitching and playing around in your own head. You get kind of stupid. So anyways, enough about being stupid. I watched a good documentary about editors called Edge Codes, done by the Canadian Film Board. It's available for you to download, I think, somewhere. Or you could buy it. It's a good documentary. It's got the editor from The Matrix 1, 2, and 3. You've got the editor of Memento, a movie called The Limey. They talk about Apocalypse Now. They talk about a whole bunch of the old, early films done by Russians and Hollywood back in the day and the difference between them, whereas Hollywood wanted to make editing seamless and hidden so no one actually knew that there's camera cuts going on. Russia was all about making it obvious and using the cuts to invoke emotion and stuff like that, which is pretty cool because it's totally two different ways of dealing with things. And knowledge is important. So if you can figure out that someone else has a different technique, maybe you can use it in your own, everyday life. So because I'm an editor, that's pertinent to me, but not to anyone else listening. Ha ha ha. You know what? I think I'd like to make this show more techie than, say, the past shows. Since I'm all by myself and I am kind of a techie guy, I will get into a description of what I use to cut film and video and what makes it cool and what I'm looking forward to and what software, if you can grab it, you should check out yourself to, get into the industry, at least in this aspect. Which is, the last stage before it goes to screen. It's always the editor's responsibility to make it look good and pristine and get the director's point across. So it's a big role. Everyone else just thinks it's, a kind of minor thing, but it's out of the key roles. There's the director, the producer, the guy who's funding the whole fucking thing most of the time. The writer, some actors, and the editor. So, really, you can do a film without an editor if you do it in one shot. But you really, there's very few. I think maybe a few short films, but the only feature length one was called Russian Ark, where they had one film camera rolling the whole time. And they just did it was basically like a live theater performance done in different rooms, and little things were set up at different points, and they just walked the camera around on Steadicam. So pretty interesting technique, although it's not the best story. But then again, it kind of fits since it's just a historical reenactment or a bunch of reenactments of Russian history. So, which is kind of cool. It's pretty long, and you may get a little bored with it since it is a foreign film. It's in Russian, and if you don't know Russian and you're not fast at reading subtitles, you may have a problem with the movie. Gear that, as an editor, they're, most stuff now is done on computer. Back in the day, they had other systems like Steenbeck and Moviola, which were flatbed. Well, Steenbeck was a flatbed, where you'd actually splice the film. Like, that doesn't happen as much anymore unless you go and you're a negative cutter. And then that's, most of the actual editing decisions are done on a computer, and then that information is sent out to the neg cutter, who just actually physically splices everything that the editor had made as decisions. So in that regard, I guess the neg cutter is the last line of defense for some movies, but Cold Mountain was the first feature-length film started on Final Cut Pro and totally finished on Final Cut Pro, but it wasn't the first one released. There was two other ones that were started after Cold Mountain and got out faster. So that's a little bit of info. I use Final Cut Pro. Right now I'm only using version 3 because that's all I can afford with my company, but we use it to cut DV footage, which is made into TV shows. And I don't want to plug my show, like the TV show I work on, but most of you out there in the community know what show I plug in general, so you can put two and two together. You can cut music videos really simply on Final Cut Pro. There's a like-minded system offered by Avid, the DV Express software. If you can score that because you're a Windows user, you'll probably have a good time with it because it's pretty user-friendly. A lot of you probably also have Handycams now with FireWire ports or iLink or whatever you want to call it. Everyone's got their own term. So you can just jack that into your computer, capture away, and go to town. Compression with DV, though, is a little nuts. Like, I think it's roughly, for 30 minutes, it's roughly 6 gigabytes of hard drive space tied up. So if you're shooting crazy amounts of stuff, you're going to need a crazy amount of hard drive space. For the show I work on, we shoot at least 100 hours worth of stuff. So I have, in total, I have over 2,000 gigabytes, roughly. A little bit more than that. And I keep buying drives because I keep running out of space. So, and I capture all the footage. What else to talk about? Oh, NAB just went by. The National Association of Broadcasters, I think. I think that's what it stands for. Anyway, I believe that was in Vegas, because most big conferences are. And I have yet to ever be able to afford to go. Either time has not permitted, or I haven't had the money, or, just didn't know about it before I started in the industry, you know? All right, so I'm back. I had to stop it there for a quick second, but you probably won't even notice because I stopped it and I was good about it, but now I'm addressing it. Anyways, yes, NAB, Apple, announced some new software. They announced a program called Motion. Basically, it's like Adobe After Effects, if anyone's ever messed around with it, where you can take in Photoshop layers and files and all sorts of files, actually, video and stills, sound files, and 3D sometimes, and you can just go in and manipulate it, make it move around, have the text fly in, make stuff look really, really sweet. That's how they used it with a plugin called Ultimate, which was used for Starship Troopers to key out all the green and stuff. And I think they used it on The Matrix, the first one. But anyways, Motion is the new Apple released version, and apparently it's much easier, much simpler to use, and it incorporates all the After Effects plugins, and it's only going to cost like $300 US, which is fucking nuts, because Adobe After Effects, the full version, professional one, was like, something like almost $3,000, I think. It was nuts. Anyways, So they announced that. They also announced XSAN, which is a SAN software a solution for all platforms using fiber channel connections and stuff like that. So it's going to be really, really sweet for having multiple users accessing the same file at the same time. So if someone's cutting something, someone's digitizing something, someone else can be color correcting a scene or creating motion transitions and stuff like that. And you can all be accessing the same hard drive at the same time, the same files. So that's pretty sweet. And they get, I think they got a lot of good press with that. And then they announced Final Cut HD. So it, for the first time now, about $1,000 US, you can have a full HD system. Software is $1,000, I should say. If you have a G4, G5 computer, even some of the laptops, then all you need is a camera with a good firewire. And if the camera has HD CCDs, charge couple devices, that's the actual chips that capture the light and digitize and create the images in digital format. If you have a camera with HD chips, then you can capture HD footage and you can actually manipulate it and go out and shoot your own stuff and it will look fucking gorgeous. So that's kind of nuts. I'm excited about that. A lot of people are going to be, you know, thinking that I'm just plugging Apple a lot, but right now there's nothing really else to plug when it comes to the technology. There's, you know, Avid keeps releasing new software and there's this cross-platform. Yeah, buy the Mac version, you buy the PC version. The biggest problem with their stuff though is that you have to buy their hardware. And sometimes if you're buying a PC and you buy their hard drives, it's not always compatible or their breakout box and you have to reformat the whole computer and it's bare bones system and you have a lot of problems. I'm sure Stank has come across some stuff or whoever's actually doing the editing for Hack TV, because you can't be pushing these huge numbers through different systems and different computers and stuff, and some hard drives just choke. And the biggest problem is that drivers are conflicting all the time. That's fundamental problems with Windows, if anyone has discovered the blue screen of death. I'm sure everyone's seen the blue screen of death. Don't get me wrong, Apple has its gray screen of crashing, but the only time I've ever had that happen is when I've actually unplugged something that it was in the middle of using it at that very second through FireWire or whatever, and it totally had a kernel panic. Most of the time, it doesn't. You can unplug stuff and it won't fuck you over, but when you're moving huge numbers of files and stuff, and there's three or four things going on at the same time at the same drive, you know, you're just asking for trouble. So I kind of purposely did it to show someone who was working for me at the time what not to do. And then there's also been times where I've installed Windows stuff and I've had kernel panics because they don't like making their software work ever. Anyways, this is not a rant about why Apple is good and why Windows is crap, in my opinion. This is a rant about the software and the technology that's being driven by low-end prosumer, consumer people out there. Everyone's going to get a Handycam soon with a FireWire port, and everyone's going to have a FireWire port on their computer. If you have a Mac, you already do. If you don't have a Mac, then most of the PCs, I think, are coming out with iLink or 4-pin FireWire connections ports right now. So, you know, it's just a matter of time. Everyone's going to be cutting their own little movies. So if you're eager to do your own little movie and your own little shooting and stuff, there's lots of software out there for you to grab. Like Avid Express DV is probably going to be the best choice for PC users. Although Adobe Premiere is out there and the professional version is supposedly quite a bit better, there's still a lot of issues too. But the best thing with going with Adobe Premiere is that you don't have to buy Avid hardware. But if you go with an Avid, you have to buy Avid hardware sometimes, or a breakout box, or this or that, you know, and then it becomes a really costly fiasco. But Adobe Premiere, you can pretty much get away with just owning a system and the software and a FireWire cable and camera, so, which is pretty cool. Yeah, so what else should I be talking about? NAB. What was the other big news they announced? Ah, fuck, I can't. Oh, new versions of DVD Studio Pro. Stuff like that. Yeah, well, you know, this is just becoming a big fuck-up. This whole fucking episode is going to be short, stupid, and everyone's going to diss me on it. I watched Club Dread. C4 had mentioned it on Gamer this past week. And I actually did know what I was watching when I started watching it, unlike C4. For anyone who's not familiar, it's the guys, the Broken Lizard guys from Super Troopers. Same guy who directed it. He also directed Super Troopers. So he's also one of the main characters, because they're like a comedy troupe and they do their own acting and writing and shit like that. I liked it. It was a good movie. It had a lot of really good gags about, you know, slasher films and all that stupid stuff that they usually do. At the same time, it was very aware of what it was, so they had a lot of nice visual gags and a lot of dope references because those guys are really big into weed, so that was kind of cool. And then he had some titty shots, so, you know, it's definitely aimed towards guys, the whole thing. There's a lot of titty shots, but, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm all for titty shots, but the movie shouldn't be predominantly titty shots unless it's a fucking porno. Well, even then, it shouldn't all be titty shots, I guess, but, you know, whatever. So, feedback. I haven't had much feedback, and people aren't emailing me. You gotta email me. You gotta spread the word, Modem. I know you're listening to the show because you posted on the gamer forum that you liked the fact I used Bitch Better Have Your Money, or Bitch Better Have My Money. So I'm gonna save another AMG song and play it at the end of the show for you. But it's a nice little romp. But you guys gotta get out there and email me. Tell me why I suck. Tell me what happened or what pissed you off. At some point, help me to get an IRC going so we can have, like, people listening in, or get me a stream, because my system here at work, I just can't work it good enough. I'm not good at creating streams. So if there's anyone out there who can create a good stream, I think mine goes up and down like crazy. And that's just not cool, because, you know, you want a stable stream. And on that note, Bubba Hotep is May 25th. That's when it comes out on DVD. And I know a lot of you are like, Bubba, what? And if you saw Army of Darkness or Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2, even, Bruce Campbell is like that guy. He's, you know, it's fucking classic. All three of those movies are classics. Bubba Hotep's going to be another one. It's really funny. And I can't stop talking about it because I like it so much. I really did. And Johnny Depp in Dead Man. Dead Man is a movie I bought without seeing, but it looked good. It's all black and white, artsy film, you know. Its basic premise is an accountant goes out in the middle of nowhere, basically, to a small town that it's called Machine, and all they do is metal work there. And he was promised an accounting job. So he shows up at the office and finds out that he's a month late, so he doesn't get the job. And then he is accused of killing someone and is on the run. And from that point on, it just gets more and more fucked up. And the reason the movie's called Dead Man is because basically once that event happened, he was guaranteed to die. There's no way he could get around it. It's the whole vigilante justice in the Old West. So it's got a lot of gore, a lot of good cameos. Billy Bob Thornton's in it, Iggy Pop. is in it. Those characters, when you see that scene, it'll kind of remind you of Deliverance. But it's good movie. It's very, very funny. It's got a lot of good jokes, insider stuff, and just awkwardness. Johnny Depp's character befriends an Indian whose name is Nobody. And they play up that joke quite a bit. But there's a good explanation as to why his name is Nobody. And for the most part, you know, at the end of the movie, I was surprised the ending and how it went down. And there's just a lot of really cool gunshots. Like, you see a lot of violence. You see a lot of movies with gunshots and stuff like that. But this was one of the first times in my life when I've actually seen a gunshot that resembled a real gunshot. You know, like, there wasn't covering up of shirts and little plaster packs out beneath. You know, there's a lot of people with flesh getting shot, and then blood squirts out in such a way that it really looks like the heart is pumping for its last time and pushing the blood out. Like, there's a good rhythmic bead of blood going down. It's not like Kill Bill where the fucking blood's just like, and C4 was talking about that on Gamer, so I won't get into, you know, details about that. But if you didn't like the way the blood was just so fake and it looked like, I don't know, watery in Kill Bill, Dead Man is a good movie to watch for the other end of the spectrum, because the blood looks like it's thick and bloody, and there's a lot of it. A lot of people get shot. A lot of just crazy stuff happens at times you're not expecting it to. And yeah, good movie. Good movie. As for movies I'm excited about going to see right now, I think I may go see Troy, but not because any particular person's involved in it, just because it has that grand scope like Gladiator, where it could be kind of interesting. So I'll give it a shot. And on that note, I am off to the windy city of Winnipeg, which is Canada's version of Chicago, in a way. It is the windiest city in Canada, and maybe windier than Chicago. But I can't guarantee that, because I haven't been to Chicago for years. So, or Winnipeg for that matter. Anywho, that will do me, and I'm sorry the show is so short, but short is sweet, I guess, especially when it's just one man ranting into a microphone. So that said, this is AMG, and you'll get the name of the song. He's pretty obvious. I won't even tell you what the name of the song is, but this is another AMG song for Modem. Peace. Don't break, hit it. Hit it. Don't break, hit it. Hit it. Put smoke in my chest. But this is the new and true shit. A big fat Billy for the 92 zip. And when I'm rolling in my ride, kinda hot. Females be on my tail because I'm so fly. I said, oh, checking the scenery. Put it on the cloud nine. No one can get with me. I can go 10 different places at one time. I can jump in my ear and walk through my mind. Psychedelic P-Funk for the Buddha heads. Light it up, little nigga. Go ahead. And if you see a big gap, pick it up. Since Jack and his OG, stick him up. And if you have a vertical joyride, within reach, do the right thing, eat the peach. Sit the tie stick and listen to this. It'll have you bugging like you wish it wasn't. I'm AFC, the host of the most of your high. I'll be your tour guide on this vertical joyride.
Yeah, got a big ass sack. Sounds bumping. You cooling out? Check this.
Now hoes, I love you without your clothes. When you put them on, I wanna see you gone. Because my dick don't have eyes, I know you're mesmerized by the size. So eat them up like a burger and fries. Cause you're a hoe, a tramp, a slut, and you suck dick. Giving up the lips in between your hips. You want me? A nigga with dick for days. Cash to pay, and hoes with big ass this way. And I'm looking for a new Janine to be my one and only dick thing. Dick, fat, pussy, hips, ass, and titties. And I've got much big dick for the nitty gritty. I may swing and sing, jam like Teddy does. Some say you was a sucker, nigga. No, never was. AMG and healthy, so you can get a little high on the vertical joyride. Yeah.